It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 15th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is circumlocution, spelled C-I-R-C-U-M-L-O-C-U-T-I-O-N. Circumlocution is a noun that means the use of an unnecessarily large number of words to express an idea. It can also mean evasion in speech. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Independent by John Rentoul. Every journalist has it drummed into them at an early age that you cannot end an article with the phrase, "time will tell," which is why you often see circumlocutions in the concluding paragraph of features or opinion columns, such as, "it remains to be seen," or, "the real test is yet to come." In The King's English, grammarian H. W. Fowler advised, "prefer the single word to the circumlocution." Alas, that good advice was not followed by the framers of the word circumlocution. They actually used two terms in forming that word for unnecessarily verbose prose or speech. But their choices were apt. Circumlocution derives from the Latin word circum, meaning around, and locutio, meaning speech. So it literally means roundabout speech. Since at least the early 16th century, English writers have used circumlocution with disdain, naming a thing to stop or better yet to avoid altogether. Charles Dickens even used it to satirize political runarounds in the 1857 novel Little Dorrit, with the creation of the fictional Circumlocution Office, a government department that delayed the dissemination of information and just about everything else. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.